USA Radio News. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Trump says 9/11 was a testament to American strength and perseverance.
In times of distress, the heart of the American patriot only grows stronger and more determined.
Busy day for the president, as back at the White House, he was chatting with reporters about the sudden departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton.
He's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
China has released a list of products that will be exempt from tariffs on American-made goods. The short list includes cancer drugs, shrimp meal, and pesticides, among others. It does not include soybeans and other agricultural goods. Tariffs that have already been imposed on excluded items will be refunded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.